Today is Saturday, September 5th, 2026. Welcome to the OA Working with Others sponsorship meeting. Now, Rachel Kay will share for up to 20 minutes. Rachel, you're on.
Thank you so much. Hi, my name is Rachel Kay. I am a compulsive overeater from Indiana. And wow, thank you so much for asking me to speak at this meeting. I've never been to this meeting before, and what a cool topic. I just want to sort of give a disclaimer before I begin that this is my experience, strength, and hope around sponsorship. I do not speak for OA. I heard something on an AA speaker tape, and yes, it was a cassette tape. So this is how long ago I heard it, that if you like everybody that you meet at meetings and you agree with everything that you hear, then you're not going to enough meetings. So if you don't hear something that's helpful for you tonight, please go to another meeting. So I am going to focus my talk on sponsorship, but I do want to qualify so you know that I belong here. I came to my first meeting in 1985, when I was 15 years old. So you can put away your calculators, I'm 56. I did not get abstinent and recover until June of 2000. So by the grace of God, I've been abstinent for a little over 26 years. And in those, I am a low bottom compulsive overeater. And this isn't everybody's story. And if it's not yours, that's fine. We all, our disease sort of has different variations and varieties. But when I am in the food, I eat like an animal. I shut the door, I close the drapes, I don't answer the phone. I get my food around me and I binge. And this disease brought me to the point of suicidality, seriously making a plan. And, by the grace of God, I don't have to live like that anymore. So in the 15 years between, though, when I came into the program and I got abstinent, people always ask, well, what was it? What changed? And I mean, abstinence is not something that I earned or something that I did or figured out. It is a gift that I received from my higher power. But I had to do the steps to be present to win, the steps enabled me to develop a relationship with a power that could solve my problem. I had always believed in God, but I had no way to access that power, and I didn't trust God. I do know that one of the things in those 15 years that I never did was I never considered service. Now, because I didn't, I'm not even a chronic relapser because I couldn't get like 3 days back to back of abstinence. I had a few 30-day chips, some 60-day chips, maybe. The longest period of time I had was 6.5 months, but that was an outlier. I could not string 3 days together. So I didn't qualify for a lot of service, certainly couldn't have sponsored, but I treated this program like a self, and service was for those people over there who had it all together. And as soon as I got it together, then I would do service. But I treated this program like a self-help program. And come to find out, this is not a self-help program. This is an other help program. We mark the, or AA marks the birthday of AA, not when Bill W., the first AA, got sober. We mark it when Dr. Bob got sober, when Bill W. carried the message to Dr. Bob. Which says something to me that it is, that is the program. That is, I have enough angst without the existential kind. So I know why I'm here. I am here on this earth to do God's will as I understand it. And I believe a big portion of that is helping other people. And a big portion of that is helping other compulsive overeaters who still suffer. I want to also say, I am not a perfect sponsor. Just yesterday, I had to make amends to a sponsee, like on the spot, because she was telling me her feelings about something, and my reaction was totally out of line. And, the grace in that was I was able to say, I'm sorry. I'm out of line. You know, she had had a reaction and I was like, you know what? This is my fault. So, you know, I am not a perfect sponsor. I screw up all the time. But there's something in and I'm looking over here because I have a double monitor. There's something on, what page is it? It's on page 98 in Working with Others. And it says, burn the idea into the consciousness of every man that he can get well regardless of anyone. The only condition is that he trust in God and clean house. So, what a relief. I am not the person that's going to get anybody recovered. That's up to that person's higher power. I'm also not the person who is going to stand the way in the way of anybody's recovery. I mean, you guys have probably heard this before. If somebody is ready to recover and it is their higher power's will, you know, the worst sponsor in the world is not going to prevent that from happening. Likewise, if that person isn't ready, then I can be, you know, top grade sponsor if there's such a thing, and that person isn't going to recover. All I can do is share my experience, strength, and hope. And, you know, I, you know, one of the things also that I realized that I can't go wrong if I stick to, you know, and I'm one of those annoying big book thumpers. And so if, and when I first came in at 15 years old, I did not like the big book, could not relate to it whatsoever. If you're in that position, you're like, I don't understand what the big deal about it, the big book is, please call me, call, you know, one of those people that you hear that talk about the big book all the time, because, you know, they will be able to crack it open for you and say, yes, it's not laid out in nice neat chapters. And by the way, I'm not knocking our OA literature. We have some great literature. But for me, I needed the solution laid out. I needed, you know, the OG. I needed the original stuff, you know, undiluted or whatever, unchanged, because I believe I have a particularly severe form of this disease. You know, of course, I have to be terminally unique, but I know I'm one among many. Anyway, so what was I going to say? I totally lost my train of thought. Anyway, I know what I was going to say. So I cannot go wrong as a sponsor as long as I keep it about my experience, what worked for me, and what's in the big book. And when in doubt, go to the big book, go to the source. You know, if I don't know, okay, let's see what the big book says about it. And also sharing my experience and what worked for me and what would not have worked for me. You know, somebody's doing something and I'm like, that just wouldn't have worked for me. You know, here's what worked for me. Because, you know, I'm not an expert on the big book, but I can go to the text and look it up. And I'm kind of an expert on my own experience because I lived it. So, you know, can't go wrong with that. So as long as I stick to that, you know, I always want to hear like the nuts and bolts of what people do. Like, how do I sponsor? And this isn't always how I sponsored, because actually, when I first got abstinent, my sponsor took me through the OA workbook, which, you know, for the time and temporarily it did, you know, it got me initially out of the food. And then I found somebody, you know, who helped me with the big book. But and how I sponsor is a little bit different. Like when I was first sponsoring, I sponsored everybody the same. You know, it was how I was sponsored because, you know, I was new at it. And now I sort of, you know, people are different and sometimes I have to adjust. So I'm, you know, there's some people who have, you know, they can talk. Usually I try to talk to my sponsees every day. I would rather talk more frequently for less time than big chunks of time, like once a week. And that's that a lot of it has to do with my schedule, quite honestly, you know. But a lot of it has to do with I just feel like that touching, you know, like being able to do that has just been at least successful for me. I need that, you know, because I have to remember I'm doing this for me. You know, this is taking care of me. This is, you know, it works when everything else fails, as it says in the beginning of the chapter, working with others, that practical experience shows that nothing will so much as ensure immunity from drinking as intensive work with other alcoholics. It works when all other activities fail. So, you know, this is what works for me, and hopefully what helps, you know, my sponsees. I do have a list, and I finally wrote these things down. Like, for years I was kind of doing this stuff, but I didn't write it all down. I will tell you, I wrote down some of it, and then I had a sponsee, God bless him, who like wrote down all the assignments and was like, would you like this document? And I was like, are you kidding? Yes. Oh my God. So now I have it written down because he wrote it all down. I was like, yeah. So but I finally wrote down, you know, I do have what I call conditions for sponsorship. And they are basically, they're not, you know, some people call them non-negotiables. And I don't know if I like that. I mean, that's an okay term, but it's basically an agreement between myself and my sponsee. Because, and I'm not saying that this is the right way to do it. I'm just saying that if you don't agree to do those things, I'm just not the sponsor for you. You know, I am not the sponsor for everybody. There, you know, I certainly am not. And if those things are not something that somebody can agree to, then, you know, I hope that they find a sponsor with whom they can work and with whom they can recover. A lot of sponsorship is letting go of ego. And that is something that I have learned. It's you know, that Q-tip, quit taking it personally. I have to remember that, you know, we're a fellowship of sick people. And I love this fellowship. I have dear friends in this fellowship, but we wouldn't be here, you know, if we were all there, right? You know, I mean, there is a reason. Now, you know, recovered or not recovered. And I have to remember that the person that I'm with working with, if they're not recovered, if they're not abstinent, I have to treat them like a drunk. You know, this is, if food were not an intoxicant, then we'd all, you know, I would be, you know, at Weight Watchers or taking the shot, or well, the shot wasn't around when I was first trying to get abstinent, but food is an intoxicant. I am a strong believer in that. We get an effect, just like the alcoholic gets an effect from alcohol. So when I am talking with a sponsee, I have to remember this is somebody who is still drunk. If they have binged that morning, or even if it's been a few days, for me personally, it took a long time for my brain to be cleared of those substances. I believe that this is an allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind, like it says in the doctor's opinion. And I went through withdrawal. I went through serious withdrawal. I had cravings. You know, it wasn't because I wasn't working the steps. It was because, you know, my brain cells were used to, you know, all those feel-good chemicals that those foods released in me. And I don't know, you know, I don't want to give you a neurology lesson, but, you know, when you turn off those chemicals, all those cells are going, hey, you know, where's the good stuff? And so it took me a while. I was in withdrawal. So that withdrawal, coupled with, you know, the fact that it just takes a long time, or it took a while for me to clear that out. I remember thinking, like, once I was clear of the food, oh my gosh, I can concentrate now. I used to love to read when I was a kid. You know, all the time I was binging, never read. I rediscovered reading again. It was amazing because I could concentrate. And like I say, I won't tell you my whole story, but like, I dropped out of school, you know, college. I was able to go back to school, finish school, go to grad school. So anyway, all of that to say that when I'm talking with a sponsee, even though I love them, I have respect for them, I have to remember this person is still drunk. So, you know, I can't get my feelings hurt or my pride hurt or whatever, you know, that, you know, if they don't react the way, you know, I want a sane person to react. So anyway, I lay out, you know, these are the conditions, and If somebody doesn't, we start working together and they're not meeting the conditions, we have a talk. I say, okay, what can we do, so that these things can get done? And I don't have a hard and fast rule about, okay, you didn't make your two phone calls a day or whatever, this many days in a row. And I don't check on my sponsees, by the way. I don't ask every day, did you do this? Did you do that? I mean, in the beginning I do, but remember those teachers who used to say, when you're cheating, you're only hurting yourself. And I used to think, that's bullshit. I'm sorry, this is being retired. I was like, retired. This is being recorded. I used to think, that's just something they tell you so you won't cheat, but it's so true. It's so true. I mean, it's like if somebody is lying to me and not making their phone calls or not taking their quiet time in the morning, this sounds kind of harsh, but what's it to me? I'm not getting paid. So it's like eventually this, something will come up because, I know for me, I couldn't get abstinent and be dishonest at the same time. Those things were mutually exclusive. I could not be lying and get abstinent. And so eventually it's going to surface. So, I will ask maybe, but I don't check on my sponsees all that much. But, if it comes up that they're not, doing what we agreed, what we made a contract to do, then, if it's time, then eventually, I have to say, I'm sorry, and the reason why I give is, and this is true, I need to be working with somebody who is willing to go to any length because I don't know how to recover not going to any length. I had to be willing to go to any length. Perhaps there is a way to recover without going to any length. I'm not qualified to sponsor somebody who's not because that's not how I recovered. I had to be willing to go to any length. So it is not, it's, I'm not qualified to do it. So, what we do, we go through, got about, looks like 3 minutes left. So I take them through, people say, oh, how long does it take? It takes as long as it takes. It's fairly quick. We go through the big book. I give them assignments, where they read it and then like pick out three things from a chapter or answer a question that I give them, or, there's various things. We go through the big book. And then, at when we've gone through all 12, I ask them and I tell them at the beginning, one of the conditions of this is that you're going to need to sponsor. And most people don't feel ready. I certainly didn't feel ready. And then we continue to talk every few days, usually when they're first getting, and it may be every day when they're first getting their first sponsee, just because that's rough. It's a new experience. What do I do? This is, and then our
Hey, Rachel,
cadence,
2 minute warning.
2 minutes. Thank you,
Thanks.
Elizabeth. And then our cadence may be like, twice a week. And then I have them call, once a week, make an appointment once a week. Now they are free to call in anytime in between. Anytime. Oh, and one of the things I forgot to say is I do have them text or email me their food. I don't mess a lot with mess around a lot with people's food. I ask that they, get a food plan from a doctor, registered dietitian, whatever it is. I will, however, if something looks what usually a lot of times when I'm first sponsoring people is they send me their food and it's like not enough to sustain a kitchen. I mean, it is. I am shocked at, it's like no wonder you're compulsively overeating. It's hard enough to get abstinent and you're hungry, So a lot of times that will happen. And every once in a while, I'll say, hey, I notice, you're saying you're not eating sugar, but do you know that this is like basically all sugar? And so, I'll say those things. But otherwise, you eat whatever you and your healthcare professional decide you're going to eat. And just commit it to me. So anyway, so sometimes they continue to send me their food or their nightly review or but from then on we are arm in arm. We are both on the road to happy destiny. We are, fellows. Still, I've agreed to be their sponsor, but they, are going to learn the steps by sponsoring somebody else. So anyway, I've got like 7 seconds left, so I'm going to wrap up there. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. And yeah, I pass.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I'm going to stop the recording now.